Hey podcast, welcome to episode 50, yes, 50 of the First X Minutes podcast. If you have in as much listened to just one episode or two or five, or you're an avid listener of the podcast, from the bottom of my heart, anywhere that is deeper than the bottom of my heart, I say thank you. It's been mostly about on and offs, here, there's and everywhere, yet we still have I still have a lot of people who get in touch with me and say, hey, what's up with the podcast? How's it going? Or, hey, nice job with the podcast. I just listened in and I really enjoyed listening to the podcast episode. I'm grateful to you guys. Thanks for the good vibe, good energy. Of course, we are trying to keep bad energy away by staying consistent. I keep saying we. I'm the only one running this podcast. So I'm trying to keep bad energy away by staying consistent this year. You know, let's talk about happenings in the world of football. Sometimes, one time too many times, or sometimes we just chip in a bit of this here, there, and everywhere, and we'll mix it up. So thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Now, today's episode of the podcast is basically about the transfer window, what exactly is going on. Yeah, the fact that... Oh, by the way, I woke up this morning and I listened to, I was listening to a podcast episode this morning, and I listened to one line from the Art of Charm podcast. It's a really, really great podcast channel, should I say. Yes, lots of very, very useful insights as to how you can go about not just leading your lives, but influencing others and making your relationship better on the overall. So listen to it. I listened to one line from that podcast, which says, you're always selling. You're either selling yourself or you're selling your ideas, which can come in form of a product or a service or anything. But bottom line, you're always selling. For those who know, this podcast is always unscripted, so try as much as possible to ignore all the noise around. Now, I'm on my way. I'm walking to work to catch a cab. I'll take me to work. And I started with them like, it's a transfer window, and a whole lot of clubs are trying to woo players. And they're trying to say, hey, come to our side, come to our team. We will do this, we will do that. We should be able to achieve this season. If not, we can look at the long term to sign a long term contract with us, and let's see how you can also be part of that big dream that's making that big dream happen and all of that. It's the transfer season, the winter transfer season. We'll be closing in a few days. The European version will be closing in a few days. And one of the teams that have been making the weirdest moves so far, no one can turn a blind eye to Inter Milan's transfer business this season. It's been crazy. Have you noticed? It's like there's a theme. There's a theme for all the transfers that Antonio Conte have made since he took charge of the helms at Inter Milan, and it's, let's bring in the rejects, let's bring them in, let's integrate them into the squad, and let's see how well they perform. So it's like taking chances on guys who everybody have already given up on and said, they're way past their glory days, they can't do it anymore. And he brings them in, gives them the chance, says, hey, I believe in you, I trust in your abilities, I trust in the fact that you can do well for my side, I trust in the fact that you can put your best together and you can do what people are saying you can do. And just like fuel to fire, these guys come alive again and they do exceptionally well. Diego Godin, exceptionally well. Yeah, sometimes he gasses out in games, which means that he's either starting and then getting subbed off, or he's being introduced at the later stages of the game. Romelu Lukaku, revelation. Before I even talk about Romelu Lukaku, let me quickly chip in. Antonio Candreva has been awesome on the wings, wing back for Inter Milan, doing very, very well. Reminds us of his days at Napoli, and it's like everybody thought, oh, Candreva is over, done and dusted with. Now an old story now. However, Antonio Conte brings him on and says, I trust you, I believe in you, I think you can do well for yourself. And boom, just like magic, Antonio Candreva is that beast that's bombing down the touchlines. Although, yeah, the age thing still catches up with him. In the aspect where Antonio Candreva sometimes, he plays and you're like, oh, this guy can't even complete a cross. But you see the energy, you see the fire, and you see the willingness to do well for Antonio Conte's side. Now, let's touch on the biggest one so far. It was supposed to be a gamble, but then again, it turned out to be one of the most profitable gambles ever. When he was going for Romelu Lukaku, everybody was like, Maestro, Antonio Conte, what exactly is going on? Why are you going for certain Romelu Lukaku who had a bad season at Manchester United? And everybody's talking about why he should not. You can't do this because this has happened. You shouldn't be doing this because look at the records. He didn't gel well with United. He suffered spells of not scoring goals. And even when the goals came, they just came in their trickles here, there, and everywhere. So why exactly do you want to sign this player? Well, I don't know if he was able to convince his close circle, but Antonio Conte is a man that when he wants something, he will most likely get it. He will either get a bit of it or he will get everything. And the kids are going to school, so you can hear the noises. But he turned Romelu Lukaku, forced him to have that belief in himself again. I don't think Romelu Lukaku ever stopped believing in himself, though. But then again, Romelu Lukaku needed that partnership that would spark up his career again, or put him at the height that he was when he was at Everton, when he was at West Brom, exactly. Because those were two of his most successful spells as a football player, or as a professional football player. And now, Romelu Lukaku, 10 plus goals this season, 14 or 15 to be precise. I'm not sure with the numbers yet. And a number of assists here, there, and everywhere. The way he uses his body to protect the ball, shield the ball, ensure that players can come and get the ball from him, even if he's doing a counter-attack. The way he takes the game by the bull of it, by the horn, and just does what he knows how to do best. I think it's a testament to not just his own capacity as a football player, but check this out. It's a testament to Antonio Conte's skill as a salesperson. Yeah, it is very easy to convince somebody to leave an organization where you're not doing well in and move to an organization where you think you're going to do well in. But remember, football transfers are always a big gamble. Even if you have, who's the hottest player in the world right now? Even if you have Kevin De Bruyne move from Man City to Barcelona, it's not 100% guarantee that he's going to do well, right? It's not 100% guarantee that he's going to shine. It's not 100% guarantee that he would even enter the starting squad, not to talk of making assists from game one. Sometimes these transfers take time. They take time, and fans are not that patient. Trust me, fans are not that patient. Everyone wants results instantly. Mourinho comes in, 5 games or 6 games in, and everybody's talking about, the special one is now the special fraud. And so fans don't necessarily give that time for all these transfers to actually kick in and happen. But look at what Antonio Conte has done with Romelu Lukaku. I think it's a testament to the fact that he sold him well before he got him, and he is still selling him well and telling him, you are a beast. I've heard, talked about the guy in previous post-match conference. I said, I heard what you guys said about this player before I got him. Now I got him and everybody's hyping him up. Don't hype him up. Just leave him the way he is. It's a tactical, psychological move. He's saying, I will handle this guy myself. I will continue selling him on. He will score 20 plus goals this season, and hopefully he will help Inter Milan to win the Italian Serie A. I think Antonio Conte is more than a manager. I think he's more than a man manager. I think he's a player that is a manager, I beg your pardon, that knows his, I think he attended his sales class very, very well, and he paid attention. He paid not just attention, he paid rapt attention. Now, Ashley Young is in the squad. Now, Victor Moses, reports have it that Victor Moses might be making the switch also. Who knows what he's up to? No one knows. No one knows what he is trying to put together. But one thing I have noticed about the manager, he is good when it comes to convince and reject those people who think, ah, my career is done and dusted with. He will convince them well enough, and they would put out their best for him. And I think that's what sets him apart from the rest of the other managers. What do you think? Do you think there are other managers who come to mind when we talk about not just being a manager, but being able to convince players and get the best out of the players? You can hit me up on Twitter at @papi_thegreat. That's @papi_thegreat. Yeah, I'm on the road. I'm going to get my cab now, or bike now, or whatever it is now I have to get to work. Episode 50, episode freaking fucking 50. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Hopefully, yes, I have someone lined up for my Monday podcast or Tuesday episode of the podcast, Dante Passu or Passusu, I'm not sure now. And he's going to be featuring, yeah, we're going to talk about Manchester United again. I mean, we can't talk enough about Manchester United, right? What idea are they even selling at the moment? What idea is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer about? We're going to be talking about all of that in the next couple of episodes. But for now, Tuesday morning here in Ibadan City, Nigeria, whatever you're going to be doing this week, I hope it's profitable for you. From me, myself, and I, the First X Minute Podcast, have a wonderful weekend.